We've covered a wide array of topics this morning. One thing I did want to talk to you a little bit about is your church and some of the programs that you offer to the community. We'll give you guys a shout out. We did a news story back whenever we were having freezing temperatures in January. Mm-hmm. You guys provided a warmth shelter, basically, for the community. Tell us a little bit about some of those programs that you offer to the citizens.
That was an important one. At the time, the place, the seven.
The room at the end.
At the time, the room at the end opened at 7 p.m., and it was too cold to be outside. It was dangerous for people to be outside. So we just opened up the church and had board games and snacks and cocoa and coffee to come on in and do that. The room at the end did end up opening longer hours during that. I think they went 24 hours for a few days when we had those sub-zero temps. But it was a good way to get to know people, find out what needs are in the community, and that sort of thing. Another thing we have at the church, I don't know if you know, Matt, but we have a blessing box. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
So it's the size of like a little library, you know, like you see. And it's at the bottom of our parking lot, and it's a person in the community. It was not started by our church necessarily. A person came and asked if they could put that up on the property, so we did. And it's we have a really good food pantry in town. There's a good system for the food bank. But sometimes between meals or late at night, you realize I'm just out of food and you need something real quick just to get you through a day or two, a meal or two until payday. And that's what this provides. But it's not just our church's ministry. It's the community. And it is busy. It is busy. Maybe a dozen people visit a day giving or taking. And I encourage you, if you see a sale at the store and some kind of portable, easy food is available on sale, grab a dozen of them and drop them off. Either put them in a blessing box or if the office is open, we can hold the food in there as well. But it's for the whole community. It's not, just for our church. And people use it, and it's good, especially with summer coming up. Food insecurity can be a big thing with no meals at school. And so a parent might be struggling just to get, do you know how much teenagers eat?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I have two of them.
Yes, so they never stop. Right. So a little bit of extra can go a long way. So I would encourage help in that way as well.
Tremendous. I know that you're a part of the Ministerial Alliance.
Yes.
As I understand it.
Yes.
Some people like to find out what are the differences between the different religions.
Mm-hmm.
I asked that question a lot growing up. Went to a Christian school here in Mexico. My mom was Catholic. My dad was Baptist. There was a nice mixture going on there. Tell us a little bit about the Ministerial Alliance. We talked a little bit about this before we went on the air. You guys are really not in competition, are you?
No, we're not in competition. We are on the same team. We are partners, and that's really wonderful. We've had Catholics, Lutherans, Methodists, Disciples of Christ. I'm missing people. Us, the Presbyterians. The Nazarenes are very active in the Ministerial Alliance, and we all work together. And what we do, I'm going to go ahead and call out Bryce Christofferson from Centennial Baptist. He is the best at this. If we see a conversation veering off a little bit into areas where we might disagree, he's like, nah, let's just concentrate on what we agree on,
Yeah.
And we do, and we are all on the same team. Same Jesus, same God, for us and St. Brendan's, for us and the Nazarenes. The details might be different, doesn't matter. It's good that the details are different. We can focus on different things. Let's say there's that you think a nativity scene, a live nativity would be really cool at Christmas. Great. First Christian Church does that, and they do it really well. The Centennial Baptist does a good community prayer breakfast. That's coming up pretty soon. I don't have the date, but they'll do that. A Vacation Bible School, there's three churches. We do it with Mexico United Methodist Church and the First Christian Church. We do it together. That's coming up in August, and it'll be at the Methodist Church this year. So work together. We all want kids to hear about Jesus. So different churches, that's all right that there's different denominations that sort of specialize in different areas. If it's important to you to have communion every week, First Christian Church is where you need to go. They have that every week.
Yeah.
Just figure out what's important to you and what's a good fit and serve God in whatever way fits best. And I love the way we work together in this community for that.
Sure. As a reverend pastor, what are some of the challenges that you see in the Mexico community right now? What are some of those biggest challenges that that maybe we face? Is it homelessness? Is it health care?
The C2C and then the Tad Dobbins organization, they have all worked on figuring out priorities and lists of what are, but they're also intertwined. Homelessness is tied to employment, which is tied to transportation, because if you can't get to your job, which is tied to childcare, because if there's nobody to watch your kids, how can you go to work? It's also intertwined. And so those two groups are working very hard on those things. Are you going to have Ferrari come talk about C2C, or has she already been?
Absolutely. She comes through about once every month or so.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Keeps us updated good. On all yeah. that, and they are doing terrific things.
Yes. And so as churches, especially in the community, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We need to find out what needs to be done and help those that are doing it. We also support Uplift, for example, an amazing organization that's doing great things. I could tell all kinds of stories about how they don't just help with whatever the current problem is. They help you find out how to not be in the same situation 3 months from now. They're a long-term organization that really does give you a hand. There's enough organizations in town doing good things that we need to support them. So I would say the greatest challenge is, employment, housing, rentals are tight. It is very difficult to find a rental home in town. So
and forget about affordable right now, it seems like. But
what is going? I've only lived here 2 years, 2.5 years, and the prices for rentals have skyrocketed. Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's the inflation is is not a good thing, but hopefully that gets under control. We're going to go to a lighter topic.
Oh, good.
This is the wild card question, and we ask it every single episode. So here's my wild card question to you. They want to make a movie about Dr. Susan Presley. Who is the actress that plays you in that movie?
Kathy Bates.
No doubt.
I did not know that question was coming, but I some reason. But really a phenomenal actor, so I'll take Kathy Bates.
All right. We're going to let you off the hot seat here. I certainly appreciate you coming in.
Also, Kira Sedgwick. She's married to Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my goodness. I thought we would have a cameo appearance from Kevin Bacon in the
Susan
Presley movie.
Brought him back.
That's right. Certainly appreciate your time here this morning. Thanks for taking some
Thank
time
you.
Out with me.
Thanks for what you do for Mexico.
All right. She is Reverend Dr. Susan Presley of the Presbyterian Church here in Mexico, our guest this week on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another episode of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.